Well, I just add to what my dear young brother said. It's a joy, actually, to see you guys coming up and speaking. 1 John 1, verse 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, and which we have looked upon, our hands have handled, concerning the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. Here is the manifestation. He is eternal life that was from eternity past in the with the Father. But then the time came, and he was manifested, and the apostle says, we have seen it. And that which we have seen and heard, share we unto you, that you may have fellowship with us, and our fellowship is with the Father. So he is conveying this to us and to them, that we may have fellowship with them. We haven't seen him, literally, with our eyes. But as he brings us into this fellowship by his writing, so as if we have seen him with them. So this is the beautiful manifestation of the Son of God. Eternal life was not manifested before until he came, and they have seen it. Another thing, Brother Brian mentioned, that this is a synopsis. And when he says the grace of God that brings salvation to all men, I think salvation also is a synopsis. It gathers in itself all the blessings that we have received. It includes forgiveness of sins, redemption, justification, eternal life. What does salvation mean? Sometimes when we want to know the meaning of the word, we may look at the opposite. The opposite of salvation is that I was lost. The Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. I once was lost, but now I'm found. That is salvation. You know, someone asked his friend, have you found the Lord? He said, no, but he found me. I was the lost one, and he found me. And he brings with this beautiful term, salvation. Salvation in its general term is to be saved, or to escape a certain danger. And that is what it is. I was in danger to be put in hell. I'm saved. But also it includes the beautiful blessings that God is pleased to bestow upon us because of his Son. You know, again we say, it is only reaches up to the glory of God. And when he is glorified, then the blessings flow unto us. I remember what Philippians apostle says, my God shall satisfy all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. As God is glorified in Christ, he gives to us not only what we need, but far more that matches his glory, that he is glorified in Christ Jesus. And this is the beauty of what we enjoy. Not only limited to our infirmity, but it is unlimited to the glory of God in Christ Jesus.